Ready to pop the question? Let your love sparkle with Blue Nile. Blue Nile has helped millions of couples create their perfect engagement ring. Their easy online tools will let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as setting style. Blue Nile's Bench Jewelers will then handcraft her one-of-a-kind engagement ring, the perfect ring to celebrate your love. Right now, go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more with guaranteed free shipping and returns.
Academy Sports and Outdoors has the gifts to make this your most fun Christmas ever. For your favorite brands and gear, download our app, shop online, or go to your local Academy store. See Academy.com for details.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, we've had another full weekend of football, and joining us right now is someone who participated in Sunday night football. His team got a victory. He's a three-time Pro Bowler. His dad played in the league. He's in the league moving people on out the way. It's my main man, Orlando Brown Jr. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I appreciate you having me on.
No doubt about it. Man, y'all had a good game last night, a good victory. It took overtime. What did Coach tell y'all after that game?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, he just said it was a hard-fought game. You know, he congratulated all of us. You know, he was real positive at the end, man. You know, obviously, it wasn't necessarily pretty, you know, but it's really hard to win games in this league, and that's something that Coach Reed noted.
No doubt about it. Orlando Brown Jr. here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. And I also want to talk about something you're amazing that you're currently doing in the community that has affected you and your family. We're gonna get there. You were busy last night. 68 pass attempts by Pat. 68. Yeah. When the day after a game, there was a late game. How are you currently physically feeling?
Oh man, I'm physically exhausted. I'm physically exhausted. You know, it's different. It's different when you're pass protecting that much, man, especially against good rushers and a good team like the Tennessee Titans are. Just the amount of focus that takes, you know, from your mind and the amount of stress that you're putting on your body in those moments to fight and strain and get that extra shove or extra push, you know what I mean, to make sure Pat's able to have time. And, man, I mean, my body is feeling real beat up right now, but I'll be all right.
Well, Orlando, folks on the offensive line, man, they never get the love. When something goes wrong, they'll point at you. They'll point at one of your teammates. But when things are going great, nobody says anything. Do you feel offensive linemen are the least unheralded guys in the entire league?
Yeah, I definitely do. I definitely feel like the offensive line position isn't necessarily easy for the average fan to understand either. You know, there's a lot of, you could say, unknowns and things that, you know, may not make sense because it's so easy to compare someone to someone else, you know, and there's so many different systems in the league and so many different left tackles, left guards, what they ask of the centers and right guards in certain systems, that it's really hard to honestly compare guys. And I think that's the problem that we run into with the position is from time to time, we're comparing someone that's in a run heavy offense to someone that's in a pass heavy offense or somebody that plays with this type of quarterback that plays with this type of quarterback. You know what I mean? So it's kind of, you know, it's one of those things. It's a lot of unknowns with the position that make it really hard for the average fan to truly understand what's going on.
Orlando Brown Jr. is here with us, CBS Sports Radio. Even in your short career, all the success you've had already with three Pro Bowls, you kind of done it on both sides from starting off with the Ravens with Lamar and a rush heavy. And now you're here with the Chiefs as pass heavy, left side, right side. Does it really matter when you're down there in the trenches?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, as far as like playing different sides, my dad always compared it to boxing. You know, if you can knock somebody out in a southpaw, you can knock them out in a, you know, in a regular state. So, you know, he always, whenever he, you know, was teaching me left tackle, that's how he taught me. And that's how I kind of would compare it. It's very hard to do, obviously, but man, it's a battle in the trenches, regardless of the situation and the scheme that you're in.
I hear that. Orlando, yeah. You mentioned your dad. I remember watching your dad play, man. And one of the things that you're doing right now to help out other people is working with a screening program called TrialNet. Talk about how that is something that you're working with, the effect that diabetes had with you and your family. Fill us all in on that.
Yeah, so, you know, as you know, my dad passed when I was 15 of ketoacidosis, which is a form of a diabetic coma. He was sick at the time and not taking or having proper nutrition, and he just ended up going into a diabetic coma. No one was home, and he ended up passing shortly after that. But and my brother's been a type 1 diabetic since he was in the fourth grade, fifth grade. So both of my grandparents on my dad's side were type 1 diabetics as well. So it just runs in the family. And TrialNet gives us the opportunity to kind of prevent it, you know what I mean? To see in certain people's families and certain people's bloodlines whether or not, you know what I mean, they're susceptible to becoming type 1 diabetic in the future.
Well, I hear that, man. I encourage everyone to go ahead and check out TrialNet. When you think about you have your dad, you've had your brother. When you think about your own health actively in here in the NFL, you think about your future, your family's future. What steps are you taking to maintain a healthy lifestyle now, but then also into the future after the game?
Yeah, man. This year I definitely made a real big change, a lifestyle change as far as healthy eating, proper nutrition. You know, I feel like this is probably one of the first years of my life where, you know, I've been able to have control of my weight. It hasn't necessarily fluctuated and got out of hand. But that's just a testament to, like I said, the lifestyle change, man. Just eating properly, trying to not eat too many sweets, because that's something obviously in my family that's probably the root of everything. But, just eating proper nutrition, man, all of those things, making sure all of that stuff lines up.
Orlando Brown Jr. is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. We're talking to a 3-time Pro Bowl tackle. What don't people see behind the scenes that's appreciated? We see you on television. We see the interviews. We see the fancy clips. What doesn't the average fan see about the life of an NFL player?
I think at the end of the day, people kind of misconstrued, especially your top guys, especially your Pat Mahomes, your Lamar Jacksons, you know, your Kyler Murray, these bigger name people that, you know, they are regular people in their everyday lives once they get out of those buildings. And, you know, these are people that do keep up with the news. You know what I mean? These are people that talk to their parents and people in their family and friends. And I think that's the biggest thing that people kind of, it's like this weird disconnect, you know what I mean? Which is understandable because not everyone has the opportunity to be around, you know, an NFL player every day to truly even understand the amount of time, the amount of pressure, the amount of work that goes into a week or a daily basis. You know what I mean? Pat having to know all of these different plays and schemes and formations and what the other side is doing, what we're doing, so many things. And, you know, on top of that, you know what I mean? His wife is pregnant. He's, you know, he's a regular, you know, he's going through regular real life things outside of football. And I think as a fan from time to time, those are things that, you know, obviously I understand. Cause like I said, not everybody is around NFL players, but that's something I think that people kind of like look over a little bit.
When you talk about that, when you talk about Pat on the football field, man, I like to say he's like Magic Johnson with the football.
Oh yeah,
he's just throwing passes all over the place. He's like Sidon and no look passes. What do you see from protecting him, or what don't you see? You got to see a lot of it on film, right?
Yeah, I see a lot of it on film, man. Like even yesterday, just some of the crazy stuff that he's doing in the pocket. You know what I mean? Throwing off different bases and different areas, and he's falling and throwing dimes to Travis. You know, he's special, man. Like Pat's really one of a kind at what he can do with his arm. And I think kind of one thing that goes unnoticed for him a little bit, obviously from the outside, is his leadership, man. I would compare his leadership to like a Michael Jordan-esque type of person. You know what I mean? He's going to push everybody in that room. He's going to push everybody on the field with him. He's got the ability to elevate your game. And I think that's something that speaks very highly to him and how he was raised and how he's attack sports and how competitive he is.
Orlando Brown Jr. is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What don't people know about you?
Man, that's interesting. That's a good question. I don't even know how to necessarily answer it. What people don't know about me, off the field, man, I'm very calm, cool, and collected. You know, I love football. I actually enjoy watching tennis. I'm a dad. I love being a dad. That's really it, man. Like right now, I don't really. That's a good question. You kind of tripped me up with that one.
Hey, and listen, man, it's JR Sport Reshow, a little bit different than your run-of-the-mill people asking you the same things every single day.
Yeah,
Orlando Brown Jr. is here with us. It's still a trip, man. I used to watch your dad play. Now I'm watching you play. What is the biggest lesson that he taught you that you apply just to general everyday life?
A saying that he always would say is everything happens for a reason and, you know, move by faith. And so, so many times in my life, those situations have come up, whether that be going to the University of Oklahoma. I had never taken a visit to Oklahoma. None of the coaches had seen me. You know, I just lost my scholarship to Tennessee because they didn't think I was going to graduate high school or qualify for Division I. And, you know, my head coach from in high school asked me, you know, where you want to go to school? And, you know, I told him, my dad had already passed at that time, 2 years and 3 years. And I told him straight, I was just like, look, I've never been to Oklahoma, but I know that they put guys in the NFL. And I know that's somewhere that he spoke about. And, you know, if they offer me, I'd go. And sure enough, they offered me, I went. You know what I mean? Similar situations pop up after my third year in Baltimore. You know, the opportunity to play left tackle in this league was one of the goals that I set with him and one of the goals that I set for myself as a young child. And, you know, that window opened for me that year. And, you know, I moved by faith, man, requesting a trade out of somewhere I was very comfortable, very happy, you know, to be a part of that tradition and basically, you know, a homegrown Baltimore Raven. And, you know, it's very hard for me to make that decision. But, you know, he would always say everything happens for a reason. And I got the opportunity to do that. My dreams presented itself. And, those are just some of the examples I had.
No, that's a beautiful lesson to learn. Orlando Brown Jr. here with us, CBS Sports Radio. As we start to wrap things up, you know, you mentioned school. When I watched the broadcast last night, it was a different university that you mentioned.
Easy Money University.
What's Easy Money University? Educate us, man. People are like, what is that?
Yeah, so, man, so it's so funny. We were playing the Dallas Cowboys on a Wednesday night, I think in 2020, I was playing for the Ravens, and we kind of scored that go-ahead touchdown, and I don't even know where it came from, man. Like, I just straight up went into the camera, easy money. And so, you know, kind of from there, I know Terrell Suggs had that Ball So Hard University playing for the Ravens, so it just kind of like Easy Money University, you know what I mean, just being silly.
I feel like there's an SNL, a skit on its way, Easy Money University, something like that. Man, you're doing so much for the team. You're doing so much for the community. Tell everybody one more time where they can find out more information about TrialNet. There are people listening to us right now all over the country who know someone with diabetes. They might be diabetic. Drop that information one more time.
Yeah, man. So TrialNet, you know, I've been working with Children's Mercy Hospital here in Kansas City, who's kind of been stringing everything together, even from a national sense. So reaching out to TrialNet through them. They're also on Instagram if you want to get a hold of them as well.
I love it, man. I appreciate it. Don't work too hard. Thank you for talking to me the day after a win, and I know you would have still came through if y'all lost. So I appreciate you, Orlando.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you, JR. Thank you.
No doubt. Good luck the rest of the season. Keep Mahomes upright. And just move people out the way, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my main man, Orlando Brown Jr. Everybody, make sure you go to trialnet.org.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
Ready to pop the question? Let your love sparkle with Blue Nile. Blue Nile has helped millions of couples create their perfect engagement ring. Their easy online tools will let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as setting style. Blue Nile's Bench Jewelers will then handcraft her one-of-a-kind engagement ring, the perfect ring to celebrate your love. Right now, go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more with guaranteed free shipping and returns.